Hello and welcome to Church of the Week. I'm John Hall, and each week we are spotlighting the power of the local church. It is our hope that by inviting local pastors to join us on air, that all of us will grow in the knowledge and truth of Christ. Joining us today on the show is Bill Baubach. Bill is the lead pastor at Impact Christian Church. Pastor, Bill, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me here, John. I really appreciate it.
Our pleasure, Bill. Truly it is. We've known each other for a long time.
We have.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so this is exciting, Impact Christian Church, the work that you're doing there. Talk a little bit about Impact, about its inception and your engagement with it.
Absolutely. I mean, God is just moving at Impact. And over the past few years, we just really have seen the reality of how good God is and how God is moving. I've been at the church for a little over 23 years now. Wow. I started as the youth pastor, the church, which started in Moon Middle School back in the early 70s. And over the years, we have grown. We used to have a spot in Moon Township. And around 7 years ago, as we outgrew that spot, God just opened the door for what used to be the Airport Ice Arena that we moved into. And we developed it to be our church home, but also a place where we operate a community center out of. And so we're just really excited with what God has been doing in the space and what he's doing through our church.
It's a fabulous space. I mean, it's really great for the community, for everybody who wants to be part of a Christian community especially. You're right across from Scully's Golf, right?
That is right. We're right across the street from Scully's Golf Course. And so if you want to get done with church and go hit some golf balls, that's a great place to go. They're a great group of family. But we just love the space because our heart and our desire was when God kind of opened up the door to that building, we don't want this to be a typical place that's closed all week. We want it to be an opportunity for people in the community. That's when we developed the community center idea, but also a space where so many people who drove by our old building, thousands of people every day, who saw the church building and already made up their mind as far as, I think I know what you believe and where you stand, and I don't want to give you a chance. And we never had a chance to build a relationship. Our heartbeat at Impact is we want just a chance to have a conversation and build a relationship. And this opened the door where people see it, so many people in the community and organizations within the community see it as a community center first, which opens the door for an opportunity to build relationships and have conversations. And there's so many people that have come to know Jesus who probably would never step foot in a church before.
That's so smart. I mean, would the church itself proper follow a pattern like this, right? I mean, it is community first, and then people are curious, and then
Absolutely.
They come in and they develop this.
Absolutely.
It's excellent, Bill.
Absolutely.
Hey, take a second. Let's talk about you for a few minutes, if you don't mind.
I mean,
here's a pastor. I'm always appreciate, you know, what it is, a spiritual journey of someone who becomes a leader in the Christian church. Can you talk about your engagement, maybe the first time that you discovered Jesus in your life?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, my journey is one of those journeys that wasn't always the clean path, which is usually a lot of our journey.
Exactly.
I grew up in a Christian home. You had great Christian parents, and going to church was a priority. And I remember when I was 9 years old, I grew up in Pittsburgh, and I was at a local fast food place on McKnight Road. And I remember we were having an old school revival at the church, and we were in the drive-thru getting some cheeseburgers. And I remember sitting in the back of the car, and that's the first time I looked up at the dark sky and just thought, man, what would happen if I died? And I just remember it hit me at that moment. And that's the point where I gave my life to Jesus, and I was baptized not long after that. And then, you know, and that's where I say, boy, I gave my life to Jesus as Savior. But I was not always a good kid,
yeah.
You know, and growing up, I, you know, was trying to be, you know, the normal teenager stuff that I got involved with and made
high,
bad choices.
Absolutely. Sure.
And it wasn't until high school when I realized I want to make Jesus my Lord. And he doesn't just want me to recommit. He wants all of me. And it was going to my ninth grade year when I realized God's calling me to ministry. And I actually, my sophomore year, I decided I need to move forward. And I actually talked to my guidance counselor in my high school and figured out how to get high school done in 3 years so I could get to college and start my path towards ministry, because I just felt that strong what God was calling me towards.
Holy smokes. Okay, so you did high school in 3 years.
I did.
And then what was the next step?
The next step is I went to a Bible college, a small Bible college out in Cincinnati, Ohio. And from there, God just continued to work on me and help me grow. I spent a summer in Mozambique, Africa, which was life transformative for me. I think that's the summer I grew up a little bit, you know, and just where God really stripped me away from everything I knew. Mm-hmm. You know, I had some relationships that didn't go good and some other things that happened. And I was just kind of on this journey of, okay, God, is this real? Do you really want me in this? Is this really the right step for me? And I went to Africa, and there was great because it separated me from everything I knew. I mean, I didn't have any contact with home or anything all summer, but it was just me and Jesus. Mm-hmm. For 9 weeks in a place I didn't know, but it taught me how to trust him. It taught me how to follow him, and it taught me how the Spirit of God is really moving. And that's the journey. If we just trust him enough to let him lead and follow his leading, he will open up amazing opportunities.
Amen to that. So you come back after those 9 weeks in Africa.
Yep.
Are you still in college?
I'm still in college.
And then what happens next? What's the path here?
And then what happens next is I just got really serious from that point on and really serious about what God's calling me to. And so long, I was so afraid of being alone. I was getting into bad relationships with that fear.
Yeah.
And it was around that time when I met my wife, Shelley, and we got together, and God was just kind of piecing all those together.
Good job. We Absolutely. Know Shelley. We love Shelley.
Yeah, Shelley's amazing, and she's a great partner in ministry.
Excellent.
You know, and you know, it's just amazing to see God work through her and through our lives too.
Wonderful. So then there you are. You graduated from Bible college, and so you said you were a youth pastor. What's that like? I mean, it's kind of wild. You know, I've got a degree, and I'm going to put a shingle up and go out into the world and try to find out where God's going to place me. How'd that work for you?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy because I went to school in Cincinnati, grew up in Pittsburgh, and I thought, okay, I believed I was either going to be planting a church and going on the mission field. That's what I believe God was calling me to.
Yeah.
And then I got this request from some church in Pittsburgh, Moon Township, Pennsylvania. Hey, can you come? We have a youth ministry open. We heard that you're someone we should talk to. And I thought, I'm not going back to Pittsburgh. I'm not going back home. Been there, done that. My wife's from around this area. We thought, we're moving on.
Start fresh.
Yeah. But it was just one of those things where I don't close doors. You know, it's like, okay, this came my way, so at least let's explore and see what happens. And God just opened up those opportunities to come here and came right out of college to here to youth pastor work. And it's just one of those things over those past 23 years, it's just amazing because I can think of two specific times when I believe the Spirit of God was just stirring something in me. It's like, okay, I'm unsettled and there's something else he's calling me to. And I would try to move on, you know, where I'm thinking, okay, he's calling me somewhere else. But every level, if we trust God and follow God, every level I've learned that as I did that, as I trusted him and followed him, he'd close some doors that I'd get pretty frustrated about. Like, that just seems right.
Yeah.
Why are you closing that door? But every time, he was preparing me for something. And as I look back, he's preparing me for this moment right now. I've been the lead pastor for the past 3 years. And I believe with all my heart that every step of the way, God was preparing me for this moment right now.
Fabulous. Talk about that journey. I mean, I love the idea. Everybody sort of follows along, right? If you're in touch with the Lord and your prayer life is going good, you do think about the Holy Spirit, you know, but we have our ways. And of course, God has his own ways. And there's always that tension between us. At some point, you have to surrender to that or else you're just in a ball of frustration and confusion, which is what you described.
Absolutely.
So what was that like for you? Were there other people in your life who acted as mentors and said, Bill, here's the path, or you should settle down, or think about this, or pray about that. Were there people there who were guiding you?
There were some, and I can't really say it was a clean process because there's some times when I felt very strongly this path was the way I was supposed to go, and I try to kick the door down, and the door would just close. And that was just a constant prayer. God, close the doors that you don't want me to go and open the doors that you want me to go. And I'll be honest, I'm stubborn. And sometimes God would have to rip me through the keyhole just to get me there, you know? And that's what happens sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
I believe God will put people in your life, and I will believe he will slam doors shut in your face. And that's very frustrating, but you have to trust in his providence because within his providence is always our responsibility. Right. And that's where we trust God's providence. But within his response, within our responsibility of that providence is trusting him and following him and walking with him. We may not always understand, God, why did you close that door? It just doesn't make sense. This door does not seem the right. it doesn't make sense. But you know what? When you trust him and follow him, he aligns it together. And sometimes he walks you through doors that I've learned that he's growing you and teaching you and preparing you for two or three steps down the road.
Interesting. If you just joined us, we're talking with Bill Baulbach. He's the lead pastor at Impact Christian Church in Moon Township. So, Bill, you've been at Impact for a long time, started out as a youth pastor. Now you're the lead pastor.
Yep.
Talk about the vision. When you first joined us here a few minutes ago, you talked about the Landing Community Center. I mean, to me, that's everything, because you're bringing unchurched people in who are interested in the space, but then you're at the same time developing relationships.
Absolutely. And that's what drives us. I mean, if people look at Impact, our desire is that when they walk away, we want them to say, this is a church that loves people and serves people and makes disciples. You know, that's our heartbeat. That's what drives everything. We're a community that it's all about pursuing God and developing a relationship with him individually and collectively, while also building a unified community, a unified biblical community that chases him and does everything possible to share his hope, to share his goodness, to share his love with a world that desperately needs it. And this world needs it. And the one thing we've seen is that the Generation Z, that is our focus at Impact, is targeting, going after the younger generation. You know, they are the first post-Christian generation in our country ever. But the crazy thing is, what we've learned, if all the generations before them, from boomers to Generation X, which is me, to the millennials, the Generation Z population is the most spiritually open of every generation before. And that just gravitated towards us, that they are spiritually open. They are searching for something. But the problem is, they're all finding it in the world, and what's the world telling them who they're supposed to be, what their identity is supposed to be in, and all this other stuff. Whereas, no, you are a child of the living God, and he's created you for something special, and he loves you desperately. And our desire is to help this generation find their identity in the Creator God, who has something for them. And that they don't just find their identity in him, but that down the road, they become kingdom workers and they become kingdom leaders. Mm. That they don't just exist in the church, they become the church of the future.
Interesting. So the structures of the church are there, mm-hmm. right? The discipline, the historical aspects of it all, right? All those, the saints, and of course, Jesus Christ in the middle. But at the same time, a new generation, hungry spiritually, but off the rails as far as discovering who Jesus is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's just, we want to create a space and environment where relationships have an opportunity to form and conversations can happen. That's all we want. Just give us a chance to have a conversation.
Where relationships form and conversation happens.
Yes.
And so in the middle of that is the Landing Community Center. Now, I know there's a big arts program there as well.
Absolutely.
Talk about that, because, I mean, you know, all you got to do is look at Facebook or TikTok or Instagram. We are in the middle of, I believe, an arts renaissance in the world because of social media. People are interested in this.
Absolutely.
So you've got an incubator here.
Absolutely. And we just kicked off our Impact School of the Arts this past fall, and it's growing. And, you know, we're just excited about it. It's a place where people can take lessons in acting and voice and dance. We have classes all the way from young children with mommy and me type classes all the way up to adults.
Really?
And it's a place where they'll not only just learn high professional training in these areas from great teachers, people who have been doing this for a long time, but in a place where they will also find their identity through the creative creator, that God created them in such a way. You know, our heart breaks because in our world, people are really struggling with, who am I?
Yeah, it's a question of the day, right?
And it's helping them find who they are in Jesus, not what the world's saying they are, not what they feel their heart's saying they are, but who God says they are, and finding life through him. And that's our desire, because at Impact School of the Arts is one of our first missional businesses. And through our community center, that's our focus, is we are developing missional businesses. We have plans and desires to open two or three businesses that operate out of our community center, and maybe more that we develop down the road in our community. But the whole idea with missional businesses is, our businesses and corporations have such a strong influence in our society. We want to develop businesses with kingdom leaders who are bringing opportunities for people to engage Jesus in a whole new way, and really developing influence through the business world.
So fabulous. So there's the community center, along with the school, and there's a residency program as well.
Absolutely.
Talk about that, because this is sort of like, you know, a fast track to a higher level.
Absolutely. And so if you can see, our vision is multifaceted in the fact that we are very focused at raising up kingdom workers and kingdom leaders. And that's what we're doing with the missional businesses. That's what we're doing with the School of the Arts, and also with the residency program. Whether it's someone who's coming out of college and there's a gap there from what they've learned in class to the opportunities of really getting experience,
yeah.
You know, of really, what does it mean to minister? What does it mean to be a pastor? What does it mean to be a kingdom leader? We want to provide the opportunity. It's a 2-year commitment to do that. And it's just a great opportunity where an internship is just kind of like a come here for a few weeks and just try everything. Where a residency program is much more in depth. It's a 2-year commitment of here's an area of ministry and you are going to run this, you're going to build this, and we're going to mentor you and train you through the process as you grow. And the whole idea, whether someone coming out of college or someone who realizes I've been in this field of business for X amount of years, but I feel God calling me to ministry, we want to be a place where we are training future kingdom leaders, future kingdom workers, whether they're in ministry, whether they're going into the marketplace and going out into the corporate world, or whether they're going on the mission field.
Interesting. So at this point, how many people are part of the residency program?
Right now, we just started last year. We have one in our program. We have two other that are maybe joining us here soon.
I see.
Our goal is probably 2 or 3 a year. That way they really have the opportunity to grow.
So the church in some way sponsors this person,
absolutely,
right? And then you decide, or they decide along with you, this is the direction I'm headed in, whether it's business or the arts or whatnot.
And so by the time they're done with the 2-year program, the idea would be, okay, you're now ready to go. So what does the go look like for you? And where's God leading you? Maybe it's a job here at Impact. Maybe it's a job at another church. Maybe it's in the mission field or something. You know, it's just helping them identify what that next step is and putting them on the foundation of success.
So it sounds like a deep dive into the Christian life and then overlaid by the person, you know, the resident, their specific area of interest.
Absolutely.
Fabulous. This is Church of the Week here on Word FM. I'm John Hall. We're talking with Impact Christian Church lead pastor Bill Baubach. He joins us, Impact Christian Church at Moon Township. Bill, people just listening right now, give a shout out for contact information. We'll hit this later on, but we want to make sure we do it now as well.
Absolutely. You can check everything on our website at impactpittsburgh.com. That way you can go there and see about our community center, see about the School of the Arts and everything else going on there. Our phone number is also 412-264-9392.
Excellent. Okay, so, I mean, this is cool. So a lot of things going on here locally, right?
Yes.
The residency program, the community center, all the different families, all the individuals coming in to be part of this. Let's talk about mission work, whether it's here locally, which, of course, this is, the community center, but internationally as well. I mean, you just came back from Africa,
yes.
Right? You've also got things going on with a Brazilian community. Talk about the wider umbrella there as far as missions.
Yeah, and our heartbeat is missions. It's a global impact. We see ourselves as just a piece of the puzzle. We're not the end-all, be-all of the kingdom. You know, we're a part of the greater kingdom, and we really want to be a part of the greater kingdom. It's amazing within our area, in the airport area, is a growing Brazilian community, as you mentioned. And so we have a growing Brazilian population in our church, and therefore, at the church, we provide a Portuguese translation at one of our services.
Interesting.
And so it's just a great opportunity to bridge the gap with people of backgrounds and of countries and ideologies. And the one thing we've learned is in our area right now, where we even sit right now, John, you know, with all the different colleges, there's over 40,000 international students, you know, that exist in the colleges right around us within a five square mile radius, you know, which just blows me away.
Yeah.
And so that changed our mindset last year. Which, think of the global impact you can have as a church if you just start to make an emphasis of, let's welcome them in, let's build relationships with them, let's help these international students who probably are here with no families find a family here, find Jesus, and guess what? Many of these students are going to go back home and then find work back home in their countries. What if they take Jesus back with them and all of a sudden they become kingdom workers and kingdom leaders in their country? I mean, we had the opportunity here in Pittsburgh. Every church has the opportunity to make a global impact that you don't even realize. It's underneath our wings. And that's what we want to try to do more impact is we haven't really put that all together yet, but to really make that more of an opportunity to build those relationships with those students. And that's why with missions, we support really closely with 9 different missions that we don't want to just give money to. We want to have a relationship with and we pour into. Me and 2 other leaders, we just got back from Zimbabwe, Africa. And with the missions we support, one of the missions we support there, we just started supporting them last year. And we are so committed, me and the two other leaders and I, we wanted to go there and get our feet on the ground to build that relationship because we're relationship driven.
Yeah.
And we don't want to be like, here's $500 a month.
Right.
We want to know you. We want to know your needs. We want to see what you're seeing. We want to know what you're struggling with and be so that we can come alongside you. And so we support, we partner with missions all around the world. From Africa to Central America, to other places. And we strive to find out what are extra needs. Like in Zimbabwe, there's a village school that does not have running water. How can we become the church to get them running water? How can we get that well drilled? You know, really start to look more deeper at the opportunities because we want to make a global impact for the kingdom to advance, that every person who walks the face of this earth will know that God's good and he loves them and they're a child of the living God.
Fabulous. From Moon Township to Zimbabwe or to Brazil, Impact Christian Church, obviously part of the mix of who Christ is in this world. Bill, before you came in, you sent me a few things to talk about just so we could be up to speed with each other. I mean, it's a long list of things. It's really, it's big and impressive, the work that you're doing. I've got a list of so many different things to look at. One of the things that really interests me is the idea of you doing a house build.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that. I mean, again, that's another local perspective here that you're putting muscle into the work of Christ.
Absolutely. Each fall, we like to kick off with what we like to call a mass mobilization event. And what this is a larger scale service opportunity that we want someone who's every age, whether they're a preschooler all the way to maybe you're 100 years old, that you have a spot to serve here. And the house build is a great opportunity. This will be probably the 4th or 5th time we've done that as
a
church.
House?
Mm-hmm. I don't personally build a house. I kind of nail.
Yeah.
But they have a great system.
Excellent.
And so what happens is on our property, and I'm not quite sure how many houses we'll do yet, if it's 3 or 4. Many or larger houses, but then they have it really played out where you have families of all ages and they're hammering together and there's stations all over our parking lot and you're framing the house.
Wow.
And then that Sunday, the whole church comes together. We pray over it, write Bible verses on the house and just pray over for that house for wherever it's going. And then the frames of that house will get delivered to the family and the location where it'll be built. And then local workers will put the roof on and finish the house from there. And
that's
so it's just a great opportunity to help meet needs where every person, no matter your age, no matter your skill level, you can say, I was a part of that.
Fabulous. I mean, that's so cool, right? I mean, because everybody wants to be part of something, I think, bigger than themselves,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
And especially with Jesus wrapped around it, I mean, you find out where that house is, whether you're a 6-year-old kid or, a 90-year-old guy, I helped build that house.
Yes.
And so some deserving family gets this place. Of course, their sweat and equity is part of it as well.
Yep.
It's all together.
Absolutely.
Hey, just a few minutes left here. So I don't want to miss anything that's obvious. We've covered a lot of territory in a short amount of time. But within, a little less than 2 minutes, talk about the importance of impact. Make a call to people who are interested. They hear this, how they can be part of this.
Absolutely. I mean, you can be a part of it. Just go to our website, impactpittsburgh.com. You can kind of get a little glimpse of who we are, get to know us a little bit more, see some pictures and what's happening, where we're located, our service times, which is 9:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. every Sunday. And, all I can say is God's moving in a powerful way.
Yeah.
And God is good. And it's just so, I have the best job in the world. I get a front row seat of the Spirit of God moving in people's lives.
Excellent.
And lives are being transformed and great things are happening. And the one thing I think I just so amazing about the church, the people of Impact, is the passion they have for each other. Our desire and our heartbeat is that no matter your background, no matter what sin you're struggling with, no matter what habits you have in your life, no matter what you look like, whatever it may be, all the heartaches that you've been going through, we want our desire, we're not perfect, but our desire is that every person that steps foot on our property, whether it's during the week for the community center or for a service on Sunday morning, that they have an opportunity and an experience where they're seen, they're valued, and they loved, and they can connect with a God who desperately loves them. Because we want to know every person is a valuable part of God's kingdom, and he wants them to find who they are through him and find life through him. And our desire and our heartbeat is that impact becomes a place where that continues to happen.
Fabulous. Bill, you got it going on. Kudos to you. I mean, like you said, no church is doing it perfectly, but you're giving it a really great shot here.
We're trying our best.
That's really good. One more time, give website information and phone number.
Absolutely. Our website is impactpittsburgh.com, and our phone number is 412-264-9392.
Pastor, a really great pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, John. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Bill Baalbach, he's the lead pastor at Impact Christian Church. You've been listening to Church of the Week here at Word FM. And if you'd like to nominate your pastor and church to join us on the show, you can go to wordfm.com. You'll find the Church of the Week banner at the very top of the page. Thanks for being with us, and may the grace and peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you this day and always.